Auburn, John A. Staff Sergeant, Marksman, skilling, killing, illin'. I'm able and willing, kill a village, elephant, raping and pillage a village, illegitimate killers, U.S. military guerrillas. This ain't no real war, Vietnam shit, World War II, that's a war. This is just a military conflict, soothing, drug abusing, Vietnamese women screwing, sex, gambling, and booze, and all this shit is amusing. Bitches and guns, this is every man's dream. I don't wanna go home, where I'm just an ordinary human being. Special op, Huey Chopper, gunship, run shit, gook run when the minigun spit, won't miss, kill shit, spit 4,000 bullets a minute. Victor Charlie hit trigger, hit it, I'm in it to win it, get it. The lieutenant hit it, the villain, I've been it, the killing, I did it, crippled, did it, pictures I painted, it's vivid, livid, a wizard with weapons, a secret mission, we got to begin it. Government funded behind enemy lines, bullets are spraying, it's heating up 100 degrees, the enemies, the North Vietnamese, bitch please, ain't no sweat, I'm totally at ease, until I see the pilot got hit, and we bout to hit some trees. Taylor Road, the pro crash land, American man, Cambodia, right in the enemy hand. Take a swig of the whiskey to calm us, them yellow men wearing black pajamas, they wanna harm us, they all up on us, bang bang, bullet hit my chest, feel no pain, to my left the captain caught a bullet right in his brain, body parts flying, loss of limbs, explosions, bad intentions, I see my best friend's intestines, pray to the one above, it's raining, I'm covered in mud, I think I'm dying, I feel dizzy, I'm losing blood, I see my childhood, I'm back in the arms of my mother, I see my whole life, I see Christ, I see bright lights, I see Israelites, Muslims and Christians in peace, no fights, black, whites, Asians, people of all types, I must have died, then I woke up surprised I'm alive, I'm in a hospital bed, they rescued me, I survived, I escaped the war, came back, but ain't escape, Agent Orange, two of my kids born handicapped, spastic, quadriplegia, microcephalic, cerebral palsy, cortical blindness, name it, they had it, my son died, he ain't live, but I still try to think positive, cause in life, God take, God give.
Verbose.xyz. Rocking and rolling tonight. We are here every Wednesday. This is the 24th in a row. We're very happy to be here. I'm the mad scientist, Miles Lord. I'm coupled with my master of ceremonies, the great crafter, a.k.a. my dick run hot, a.k.a. Saggy Nuts, MC Saggy Nuts. How you doing tonight, sir?
Another verbose, feeling verbosity all up in me. Ready to go. Let's do this shit.
Verbosing verbosely tonight. Dude, tell me a little bit about this guy. This is R.A. the Rugged Man. Like, I'm familiar with Jedi Mind Tricks, and I definitely know Brother Ali and shit like that, but I don't think I've ever heard of this guy.
Yeah, R.A. the Rugged Man, he's worked with all those guys, Jedi Mind. I'm not sure about Brother Ali directly, but he's really big in the East Coast scene. He made a whole bunch of beats and did a lot of production work for a lot of the East Coast rap early on, maybe 20 years ago. And he kind of just got, you know, like blackballed by the labels and by, you know, rap music in general, and kind of, you know, didn't have a following. He has a pretty big underground following, but he never hit mainstream, even though he's been pretty instrumental in hip hop, especially like lyrical stuff like that, like Jedi Mind Tricks or about issues.
Issues. Issues like rehab. Nah, those are like issues like, I don't know, straight out of some horrorcore rap, but it's just very vivid of what you would see from Vietnam War. Yeah. You don't see that a lot, man. You don't see a lot of video games in Vietnam War. You don't see a lot of movies, but when you do, they really stick out, you know?
Yeah, and like the rap song that we just played, I mean, it's like a direct experience from his father, from the rapper's father.
Like, wow.
Pretty crazy. Agent Orange fucking being dropped on people. And then, like, his father had, you know, his son who became a rapper, R.A. the Rugged Man. And he has had two, like, special, you know, disabled children. You know, one that died when they were, like, 27 with a whole bunch of problems. And one that died, like, you know, like at 2 or 3 years old.
Hmm.
All from that roundup, that Monsanto roundup.
Maybe that's what's wrong with me. Like, I'm totally a fucking roundup baby. Like, Roundup baby ain't got shit, you know. Crack baby ain't got shit on a Roundup baby.
And I shouldn't say Monsanto anymore. It's Bayer. Bayer bought Monsanto. It's Bayer's fucking fault now.
Yeah, good call. I believe Monsanto brought it into the world, and Bayer is just propagating it and making sure it continues. It was passed off at the right time, that before and too many countries could exercise these bills that were targeting Monsanto directly, it fell into the hands of a pharmaceutical company. It seems like the proper progression of things. It seems like, you know, how the world works.
Yeah, and in that Roundup stuff, that DDT, that Agent Orange, like, yep. there's the biological impact, the impact that it damaged a lot of people in Vietnam and American soldiers. But there's also the economic impact there. Like, if you see, like, when New York City switched to using Roundup instead of having a crew of people pick up weeds and pick weeds out of sidewalks, like, they dropped their labor by, like, 80%, the Parks Department. I mean, like, using these chemicals, like, impacted our country negatively, even without the war.
What percentage of people that worked those jobs spraying came up with cancer?
I wonder how many. Like, how many groundspeople across the country have no idea that this is the chemical they're working with on a daily basis?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's just Roundup. It's just Roundup. It's not DDT. It's not Agent Orange. There's no way. There's no way that the U.S. of A. would ever do that to its people.
No, they know it's bad. They would stop.
There's no way that there's atrazine in the water that's turning the freaking frogs gay.
Turn my frogs gay, Obama. Turn my fucking frogs gay.
Was it Obama? I'd say turn the frogs gay, you motherfucking pharmaceutical companies. You did this to my frogs. You will pay. Fucking. Yeah, I don't know what's worse, you know, if you look at the layers of it. Like, you could look at, I think right now we're in this professional wrestling phase of the government where it becomes a good distraction. Everybody's like gathering around the radio and listening to H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds and getting frightened. Like, that's what essentially what we see on like CNN now, what we see on Fox News.
Yeah. But, and also weird fun stories. Like today I saw the fucking baby from the dinosaur show, not the mama. Fucking William Barr, Attorney okay. General. He's investigating tech companies. So I mean, it's not just fear. I mean, if you work for a tech company, maybe. But you know, it's also like there's some hope out there that maybe someone's going to do something. But
no, that's actually really cool. Like I think that's amazing. The idea that we're actually trying to put in an antitrust act to break up big tech. I think that's fucking amazing. And that's more towards what we should be working towards. That's good news.
Yeah, but I mean, when do people with money suffer? They're going to get off. They're going to fucking buy someone off. Like, oh, wait, we don't need to be separated. We'll just pay $500 million a year to this nonprofit who will make sure we're doing the right things. You know, like, fuck.
Right. Okay, now we have new overseers that we could brainwash and get on board. So long as we give them money. We just got to pay them off. Pay them off along the way. Just must be like, fucking nice to have all this money.
Yeah. Kind of like what the FCC turned into anyway. I mean, isn't that the people who are supposed to be overseeing the shit anyway?
Right? Why can't people just buy Lambos? You know what I mean? Everyone wants all this power and shit. Just, you know, just buy a Lambo.
Yeah. People don't want the actual success. The look of success is more important. You know, you can't just post your bank account balance on fucking Instagram. You got to go do shit with that balance.
Right? You have no idea how much I have invested in Roth IRA. Come on now. You're not looking at my entire portfolio.
Yeah. But unless you cashed that in and took a vacation to Hawaii and, you know, took a picture with some fucking thong bikini bitches. People don't think you have success, man. So, you know, it's like it's that image, that power, that people need to know your name. People aren't okay with discomfort anymore.
Where everybody knows your name.
And they always glad you came.
You want to go where America great. And our president has front hair. You want to go to the U.S. of A.
Yeah, that motherfucker bald as fuck in the back. Donald Trump,
yeah.
Funniest
he got front hair.
Ever. Like,
he got front hair.
But like, when Bruce Willis is so much more of a man than you, like, what the fuck?
Bro, Bruce Willis is kind of losing it, man.
Yeah.
I don't you think Trump, though, is at least like out of like the old people dinosaurs that are like ruling the world and vying for power, don't you feel like he's not, you know, he's with it at least?
No. No. I don't think so. Like, I don't know, being obsessed with social media or, like, does not make you with it. Like, I avoid that shit. I avoid Twitter. I avoid Instagram. I avoid
No, Facebook. But what I'm saying is, like, he makes you know, complete sentences. He understands what he's saying. Like, he's not, you know, he's not suffering from dementia. He's making clear, concise sentences. You know what I mean? Like, he can speak. He's not a complete Neanderthal. Am I wrong?
I mean,
is he a dummy?
What are these?
Senile dummy?
I would like to know one example of this. What you're trying to compare him to?
Robert Mueller.
Robert Mueller.
I mean, what do you Robert mean? I don't know. Like, you kind of look at it, he seems like he's kind of losing it. You know, it's like looking at Creepy Joe too. If you watch Creepy Joe at any of the Democratic debates, it's like he can't even retaliate. He can't even redirect questioning. He can't even fucking answer shit. And matter of fact, in a lot of ways, refuses to answer by saying like, "Oh, my time is up." And you see the same thing with Mueller today. Like a lot of just kind of a backboard deflection, and you know. Refusing to answer based on legal terms.
Yeah, I mean, which I don't understand why anyone expected something different. Like him being an investigator, you know, having to follow the rules of the law, why did they think he was going to come out and just like share his personal opinion or put it in terms that any like high school senior could understand?
You know, you got a good point there. Like considering the redaction of his report, the way that he would retort to it, of course, would be within the confines of his contractual agreements and NDA. So, yeah, fuck. I mean, obviously he's trying to come at it from like a really dry professional standpoint. But at the same token, when read parts of the actual report to him, he couldn't recall his own statements.
Yeah, or he would substitute, yes, that is correct. No, I did not say that. Like, and you know, he also refused to read from the report. That they had to read it to him. He would not read from it. So that was weird.
Oh, God.
But I still feel like a lot of information came out. Like, I didn't lose respect for this man because of his deposition today. Or his, you know, I felt like the same about the man as I did before. Like, in my mind, he was like a no-nonsense investigator. He's a detective. He's not a political pundit or a chess piece like the news and the media has tried to push him as, like he's on one side or the other. You know, and that was part of the whole argument, is that he's trying to stay very non-political about it. That, you know, he doesn't like either party.
Huh. Interesting.
But maybe Interesting. I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. There's just not a lot answered. And like you said earlier today, it's kind of a nothing burger.
No new information was learned whatsoever. I mean, right. It kind of reset the same thing. If anyone read the report, which many people didn't, I skimmed through a couple pages. But I mean, it's the same things that we've seen before, that there was possibly some Russian connection, that there doesn't look like there's enough evidence to connect Trump to that directly. Maybe Donald Trump Jr. or some of his, you know, like Kushner, possibly, but not really Trump directly or any direct orders or direct emails or any concrete evidence to show that happened. There was a lot of people indicted. Even Russian assets were indicted during this. So there's definitely something that went on. But enough to actually convict someone, that's another stretch.
Right.
Then the stuff of obstruction, I feel like pretty much Robert Mueller like agreed by saying yes and this is correct and nothing else. But he pretty much confirmed that Donald Trump had committed obstruction during this investigation.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And it was obstruction based on trying to tamper with the continuation of the investigation itself.
Yeah. And you know, and everyone's analysis now is saying that, you know, they believe Trump could be facing charges if he is, you know, not reelected for the most part.
Interesting. Interesting.
But I feel like it's like kicking someone when they're down too. Like you're talking about, okay, so this guy lied about having help to win an election and then tried to prevent the investigation from it. And when he finally lost, you're going to arrest him for that? Like, all the damage was done. You knew about it beforehand and you did nothing. It's kind of weird and baffling. Like, where's the FBI or CIA or fucking NSA or anybody stepping up then, before the election happened? You know, it's weird. They should have had all this information if they were doing their jobs.
What about Democrat and Obama connection to Russian consulting companies for creating the beginning, you know, evidence to the dossier that you see before you, like the original like reason for the subpoena, essentially, like coming from some Russian outfit. You know, it's like both sides are playing on Russia. That's what I mean, I'm trying to say.
But it's not illegal to work with Russia, but it was illegal to work with Russia for an election.
Right. But wouldn't working with Russia to investigate a campaign, a Republican campaign member, wouldn't that be interfering in an election as well?
I would say that's it obviously does. Yeah, by the terms of logic and morality, obviously yes. But by terms of legal, maybe not. You know, because what depends at what point. Did Trump have the nomination, or is he just putting his hat in the race? You know, like I think it would matter on a technicality.
But interesting.
Yeah, I mean, morality wise, yeah, neither party has a leg to stand on. They're both super corrupt. They will go to the highest bidder. They will take mafia fucking hits out on people. They will they will use Russians to fucking hack things, steal things. They will get in bed with Israel and fucking give them anything they want for this, just to push the you know, the Jewish people in their direction.
Shout out to the Clinton Foundation. I mean, these guys are still murdering people.
Yeah, like, still murdering people. Just there's been recent FBI investigator.
Exactly. Like, shout out to you guys. Like, you fucking go hard. Clinton Foundation, go hard.
Yeah.
You and their sphere, man, they're gonna murk your ass.
Yeah, and they don't give a fuck. And like, I mean, we're in conspiracy talk, so you know, it's like we're calling them out or something. But that's not really intention. Like, anybody who's trying to go against him, what the fuck were you thinking? Did you not fucking hire security guards first? Did you not fucking have someone with you all the time? What were you thinking? Like,
right.
You know, the accusations alone, like, you know, like that's enough to protect yourself. If you're going to some guy's house that someone has told you is a serial killer, you don't go alone. Like, what the fuck? Even if it's complete bullshit, you know, like, protect yourself.
Yeah. And you got to be wary when, like, no one's showing up that you're trying to get to hang out with you, too, you know, like mob hit style. It's like, come over, have a sandwich before you head off to the ward party. And then you end up in a kitchen, and it's you and that guy that you know has murdered several other people, and you end up with a bullet between the eyes, shot in the face, open casket.
But
it was two shots in the face and suicide.
Yeah. But both these parties do this shit. Both these parties fucking are in bed with horrible people and break the law to fucking try to get their way. I mean, there's no way both parties aren't. I mean, but like, I feel like Trump needs to fucking be fucking thrown in jail along with 90% of fucking Senate and Congress, probably.
Yeah, word on that.
Both sides, both parties.
I mean, that's kind of like what Mueller testimony today brought up for me most, is to remember that, like, they're all kind of creepy dinosaur Illuminati reptilian people, you know?
Yeah.
Donald Trump isn't excluded from that. Like, why? How is this fucking, you know, tied to Rothschild money, fucking reptilian, scaly motherfucker not being scrutinized by more people?
Yeah. And it had to be that everyone's in on something and they don't want to give up their position until, like, they could, you know, lock in a very small thing. Like, they got to water it down. They can't show the big connections. Like, oh, he talked to this Russian mafia guy who works for this other thing. Like, it's they don't want to give the whole picture of the corruption in American politics. They don't want to give away that this Trump thing is not a new game, but something that's already been being played by other people.
Right. It's the same game, just different players.
And I still believe that it's wrong. I still believe that he deserves fucking jail time. But just like probably Obama deserves some jail time, and Hillary, and fucking Bush, and Bush Jr. Well, Bush.
Oh my God, dude. Bush Jr. for sure.
Yeah. Dick Cheney, fucking. I mean,
yeah.
All of them fucking. They failed to do duties multiple times. They failed their fucking country multiple times.
Part of me feels that, like, you know how the Bushes and the Clintons are chummy? I feel like there's a connection there with Trump and Clinton's too. Like, Hillary, there was like a Bilderberg meeting, and Hillary was like, "Well, you know, we'll take the social justice approach, and we'll prop up this, you know, fucking white guy, the epitome of the icon of like businessman success in the United States, and we'll vilify him and we'll spread that cancer along the United States, and I'll take this cut and then I'll put my money here and then we'll shake hands and we'll do that like weird handshake thing and then business is good. So we'll play the professional wrestling. Trump will win. I'll be a bad sport about it. And then I'll get the belt another time. It's cool.
Yeah. And I mean, I would, you could, someone could verify this. Some of their, get Gary on it.
Gary, we need a Gary, still hiring for a Gary position. Yeah.
While Hillary Clinton was a senator from New York, I think her office was less than 15 blocks from Trump Tower. I don't think she had a single negative thing to say about the man at that point. And that's kind of weird, you know, juxtaposition, that as soon as it was election involved, you know, all the trash comes up. All the trash. Dirty politics. She didn't want to win on her righteousness. She wanted to lose on his bastardness.
It's true, but you know, neither of them can bring up anything about Epstein. They just want to wash their hands. But, you know,
no one brought up Epstein. They're like, oh, what? What are you talking about? I didn't even know this guy. Oh, well, yeah, I knew him then. It's been forever. Oh.
how can I remember ago, these bro? Kind of events of like 26 women at once? It was just me and this creepy guy that kept videotaping me and saving pictures.
Yeah. And then there's Epstein. Now there's been like air traffic controllers who have said they've testified of him like entering airplanes with like multiple young girls and stuff. There's no pictures of it though. No pictures, no video. But there's air traffic controllers who are saying they've seen it.
Huh. Interesting. I wonder why there's no footage of that. Like he seems so meticulous in his documentation of other people that, you know, how are there not pictures of him?
And like I think there's only like one or two photos of him with Bill Clinton.
Interesting. It was probably designed that way, you know? And it's so weird when Alex Jones is right about shit. And he's probably regurgitating this from something else. But that idea that when you're elite, they do something like make you get with like an underage girl, or they make you have do a homosexual act, or like take a picture of your wife with someone else, or, you know, something like really fucking obscene so that they could blackmail you with it later. And then to see all this shit come up with the Epstein case, it's weird to see.
Yeah. You get Anthony Weiner, do you know?
What? Right. Fucking crazy. The world is crazy. And the people that control the world are fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's and they're all connected, and all this shit's connected. And Mueller report is like a distraction. They don't want you to talk about Epstein anymore. They don't want to talk about the Clintons and people that go missing and Clinton Foundation anymore.
Now, I actually wanted to address something here because there's this podcast or radio show that I've been listening to. You've been, you know, kind of introduced to it a little bit as well. I don't know how much you watch it or listen to it. But that Infinite Plane Radio, and it's the first time that I've ever been introduced to the idea of like, what is it? Not anti-truther. What is it? Fucking anti or auto hoaxer. Someone who instantly is skeptical of everything. But for some reason, that community tends to believe in flat Earth. Now, how much credence do you give to conspiracy theories like auto hoaxing community or like flat Earth? And people that believe, like, truly the government is hiding huge secrets about Antarctica and things like that. How do you think that stacks up to, like, conspiracy of, like, globalism and the elite, the top elite, you know, one half of 1% in the world controlling everything?
God damn, you need an award for that question. where do I start? Okay, flat Earth. That ain't real. It's round. It's round as fuck. It just makes too much damn sense for it to be round. It just fits so many physics models if it's round. It needs a whole new physics and whole new math to even do flat Earth. Just pick up any simulation out there. There's a whole bunch of them out there.
But it
just makes so much sense, especially with star patterns. And I mean, if you're into astronomy or astrology, I mean, it just makes so much damn sense.
I'm totally right there with you. I'm right there with you. Like, even observing things in the sky, like if you pay attention, and you know, in Florida, like you'd see Orion towards like the summer fall, and then it would kind of disappear into during winter, spring, and then come back in the sky. You know, you notice these kind of patterns. You notice what constellations are in the sky, what times of seasons, right?
Yeah.
I think it would be pretty disconnected to like pull yourself away from that. Now, how can you then say gravity doesn't exist and you know we don't really truly understand how things move, and we've never seen a picture of the Earth, a real picture?
I mean, I feel like we have seen pictures of the Earth. I think Russian cosmonauts have taken actual photos from the Earth. I mean, NASA releases a lot of simulations. ISS stuff releases a lot of simulations, but they also release some real video and pictures where you can see, you know, even a curvature. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, it just seems like so much effort to hoax that and keep everyone locked out of Antarctica and off the edge of the world and stop everyone else from digging down, because it's not infinite. It can't be infinitely down. You know, like, I don't know.
What do you think of, like, fuck. Well, I lost it there for a second. What do you think of, like, NASA involvement in the Nazis? Like, coming from Nazi scientists from World War II.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happened. Operation Paperclip. They took all those Nazi scientists over here, and they showed us how to make rockets and make nukes and do all these awesome things that we didn't know how to do, but they figured out already.
So it's like the Flat Earth community, I think, feels that way, that the Nazis took over a science and essentially NASA, and then NASA is feeding us a bill of goods because all we've seen is CG of the Earth. And that instead of being some sort of round entity, instead we're like a disc. A disc surrounded by fucking Antarctica.
Like, I don't know. Why are there no tales of this? Like, how have they been able to censor every book and every writing and every carving you know, about someone leaving the edge of the Earth?
Because you can't. You can't get there. It's been controlled by aliens for the past, you know, millennia.
I feel like maybe it's something alien related, why NASA releases so many CG things, because maybe there's more UFOs than they're willing to talk about. I mean, and that's not necessarily alien, but it's a UFO. It's unidentified. Could it be other governments? Could it be alien? Who knows? But
I feel like it's gotten to the point publicly with UFOs that they can't help but now talk about it. Whatever a UFO is, you know, whether it's manned or not, or some sort of like alien drone.
Like, what if it was so simple as like, we just don't want to let everyone know that North Korea has a space station that's twice the size of the International Space Station, and North Korea rules space. You know, like, what if it's that kind of conspiracy? I just made that up right now on the fly, and people are like, holy shit, maybe that's happening. Maybe that's why it's a secret.
It's because the space station isn't real. By the way, the space station did not fall on 7/7.
No, nothing fell. You can watch it, though. You can go outside and watch the blinky light go across the sky.
Can you?
Yeah, I've looked at it.
Can you?
Yeah, I've done it. I've done it here in my front yard.
You're sounding to me like an agent. You're starting to sound to
me like an agent. Agent and auto hoaxers.
Yeah. That's such an interesting concept, to be able to take a very small interaction with someone and then make the assumption that they're some sort of agent working for the government towards brainwashing you past out of ideas of skepticism.
Yeah, and the problem with that is, like, how do you prove you're not? How do you prove you're not?
Right, right, exactly. I could be, my brain could be, you know, air-gapped by some sort of sophisticated sonic weapon by the government. I could literally be an agent in such a way that I am brainwashed by technology. Just a cog in the machine.
I mean, and really, to avoid all those kind of things, instead of being a paranoid schizophrenic, You know, quit trying to talk to random fucking people all the time. You know, stick to your group of friends. You know, broadcast your ideas and don't let other people influence those. You know, like, why are you engaging with all these random people that you feel are agents? Like, that's even, like, do you engage with like fucking 20 random people a week? I sure as hell don't.
I don't. I would. But I wouldn't. I don't know. I like to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And I think I'm more naive than that. I'd rather like live in a world where things, people are, you know, inherently good.
Yeah. And I don't know, maybe it just comes with the whole idea of like, they want people to be woke and society is just so asleep and they don't understand what's happening. And I got to let them know, I got to help them. Like we didn't ask for your fucking help. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
I can help you. I can help you. Let me lift the veil. I will remove the goo.
Yeah, I didn't ask for it. Like, am I coming to your house fucking, like, shoving verbose down your throat? Fuck no. You can come here. You can come here if you want. If you want to leave, do that too. It's awesome. It's a great choice.
Verbose.xyz. Check us out.
But that's the one thing that, like, the hardcore conspiracy guys don't get. Like, dude, you're presenting all this information to someone who never asked for it.
So, so are we going to Area 51?
Fuck no, I'm not going there. I'm not going there. I don't want to watch some fucking aircraft air show and some, like, bombing target runs. It sounds boring as shit.
Didn't you say they were going to fucking have a rave out there?
Yeah, they're going to have, like, some festivals, some bands, and some EDM shit, and, like, a whole bunch of camping. It's going to turn
Shut
into a big old
fuck
fest.
Up.
Yeah, it's going to be, like, Area 51 Fest.
Bro, I want to go to there.
Like, if you don't actually want to invade the place, like, it's probably going to be a good time if you go out there. Like, for real.
Nah.
Like,
nah, I don't want to invade the place.
Taking a home and just hallucinogens, talking to aliens and shit.
How many people are going to get shot, like, all tripping, fucking going through Roswell trying to find the aliens?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, they'll be fine. I mean, unless they try to actually get into the facility or get past that gate. Then they're fucked. They're going to get shot or just captured or tasered. But, you know, besides that, as long as they stay out of the gate, that'd be good.
Boozy's saying the festival is in Washington. I think it's in Roswell.
I think it's in Area 51.
Yeah.
I think that it's in Nevada.
Oh, wait. Area 51 is in Nevada?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was in Roswell all this time.
It's near Groom Lake in Nevada.
Oh. That's gay. Well, what the fuck is the relation to Roswell and aliens?
A UFO crashed in Roswell.
That was that that weather balloon.
1950 something or something, and instantly the military showed up, and they gathered it up and classified it. And no one would see what happened, and then people say it was an alien spaceship that crashed.
Interesting. Very interesting. I want to go to said Area 51 festival. That'd be awesome. Really strangely close to government property, though. You know? Like, Air Force fucking...
But this is a little, like, inn called the Little Alien. You know, rooms and stuff. They're, like, the nearest place to Area 51. It's a little town. Probably, like, 20 people. But they got permits for bands and for, like, 1,000 people camping and stuff. So they're getting ready.
Yeah. That's awesome. I want to go to there. Aliens, though. Aliens, we don't know if they exist. UFOs do exist.
UFOs exist, for sure.
Unidentified flying objects exist.
Yeah, the Air Force has confirmed. They've released a lot of videos, too, of little things moving faster than the speed of sound, maneuvering in ways they don't understand, weird shapes, like the shape of a tic-tac or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
And they release these videos. They have no idea what the fuck these are. No one ever caught one and found out. But, you know, it's a UFO. It's unidentified.
Yeah. What was the guy's name? Wright or something like that? From the Air Force that was chasing one. And then he just has just blown up the whole UFO community. Everyone's just, like, stoked. Oh, my God. I've been obsessed with this for decades. Finally confirmation. What do you think? Who would win in a fight? An alien conspiracy theorist or a flat earther?
Probably the alien conspiracies are there. Aliens make more sense than flat Earth.
Boozy's looking up the festival right now.
Aliens make more sense than flat Earth, for serious.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah,
especially
there
in
would be science behind aliens. In a round Earth model, there's multiple space systems and star systems and solar systems, and there could be any planet with life, and they could develop and make fast enough transportation to get here. Like, that all would fit within our science model. That would fit in our logic of what we've seen exist in this world.
Don't you think that that outside of this world, though, things exist that we cannot comprehend?
I mean, for now. Not forever.
Huh. Not forever. So this is about the Area 51 party from Boozy, but Google says the guy who created Storm Area 51 actually wants to make it a festival now. Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about, Boozy. Fucking make that shit a festival. Another EDM festival to go to yearly.
Yeah, and Google the little alien.
The little alien. Google that shit. Fucking a Neuralink, bro. Like
Neuralink,
it wasn't
Elon Musk.
Wasn't it like?
Is this the Matrix? Can I learn?
Right?
Can I learn karate? Can I delete things? What is Neuralink? Let me know.
I know karate. What Neuralink currently is essentially what Neuralink is essentially a mapping of brain waves and action potentials. So the action potential being the stimulation of electrical impulse between axon. That's what fucking Neuralink is. And it's essentially taking a processor. They have their own fucking die, dude. It's like the die is like the size of a penny to create their little chip or whatever. And I want to say at its current most stable phase and most worked out, it's like what the fuck, 48 thread. They tried a 96 and 128 thread, and like it was too beefy, but they could do it. And the crazy thing about this process is that they're trying to make the surgery of implanting this and having your connections in your brain to be like an inpatient procedure, comparable to LASIK, my dude. But the idea being to eventually merge with AI. You would have the choice to merge with AI. They're talking 2021 will be the first release of their N1 beta or alpha release, essentially. The first implantable. Thin fibers. So the actual node itself that attaches to the brain, it's literally diodes stacked on top. I'm sorry, transistors stacked on top of each other in like a icicle, essentially, thinner than the diameter of a hair. And the idea is that they would map out the person's brain so that you could see the vascular nature of where everything connects. So the needle that would puncture you, which of course is robot operated, would essentially find the exact spot that's between this vascularization so you don't puncture any sort of blood vessel or vein. And then it implants this like smaller than a hair-like thread into a portion of your brain that is near a certain axon. And you would get like whatever for how many core, right? You have 96 core. You would get 96 of those implanted in various points. And they're starting to map out exactly where this goes. Like this relates to head movement. This relates to leg movement, eye movement, etc. To be able to get that output. And it's in rats already, man. They fucking got the shit in rats. A very interesting process. They got their own fucking dye, and then they're soldering these tiny little thread-like connections to fucking make contact with axon to trace action potential.
So they can't do anything with it now. They can't make the rat move. They can't, like, make the rat fuck. They can't like make the rat subvert the government.
No, but they can download information from the rat's brain via USB-C.
Damn, what a horrible port choice.
It's also, right? Dude, they're using USB-C and fucking Bluetooth. And you have to use you have to interface with a fucking Apple iPhone app. That's what Neuralink, yeah, it's fucking gay. And then obviously the early stages of it are going to be used as controllers, like being able to look where you look goes, controls your mouse or whatever. Same thing with your phone. And then eventually like keyboard types based on like what you're thinking, but that's like future, whatever. Yeah. And the thing is fucking read write currently.
They have it set up. I am against Neuralink. I stand against Neuralink. It's a bad
okay.
idea. It's
okay.
A bad idea. It's a bad fucking idea. I'm going to hack bitches all the time. I'm going to hack you. I'm going to hack everybody. It's going down. I'm going to hack all you fuckers.
Dude, so easy to air gap motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Like instant air gapping. Yeah. The porn would get really interesting because you could just like download shit from people.
Oh shit! I just saw what that guy did last night. Ugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh god, why, dude? Why'd you do that,
bro? I didn't realize in a Cleveland steamer you fucked the shit.
Did you eat it? Why'd you eat it,
John McAfee? That motherfucker. So what the fuck happened to we now? And now, folks, for our John McAfee Minute by our Master of Ceremonies, Crafter. So what's going on with John McAfee?
John McAfee? In other news, John McAfee. John McAfee was, like, chilling in Cuba and said, like, the CIA was coming after him. So he's like, I'm going out in my boat. And, like, tweeted pictures of himself holding guns and shit. And then he got captured or something by someone. And, like, some representative on his Twitter was like, John McAfee's been captured. If he's not released, it's, you know, we will release files on important people, blah, 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 blah. And then...
Yeah, that was the funny part. But let's go back. I want to clarify here. When he, I'm pretty sure those tweeted pictures of him holding guns were some sort of caption like, the CIA is after us.
Yeah, the CIA is after us. So like, everyone started saying the CIA captured him, the CIA got him. But he tweeted today that he was released. He was captured by Dominican Republic government army, you know, for cruising around in a yacht in their waters, you know, holding fucking military style weapons and body armor. You know, that's not something you do. That's not something you do. You don't just go cruising around into some fucking country's waters holding weapons. You know, like, what the fuck do you think's going to happen? You're going to get arrested for that shit.
Right. You're lucky you didn't end up in conflict, you dumbass.
Yeah. What the fuck are you doing going in acting like your own military? Good God. So, but he's released now. He said that they treated him very nicely, and he's released now. So he's probably on his way back to Havana.
He's got to find the hammock with a hole cut in it.
Yeah, to get shit on. John McAfee wants to get shit on. He eats poo. Yeah. He fucking cruises around with automatic weapons in international and Dominican Republic waters. So, yeah.
Fucking, and shittier news, fucking... Craig Wright hasn't really been around lately, but I did briefly see an article of Bitcoin Satoshi Vision talking about their upcoming hard fork for 2 gig block size.
What?
Yeah. 2 gig block size.
Two gig? What the fuck? How long do you think I'm going to run fucking anything? What the fuck? How much space does this asshole think I have?
No, it doesn't matter. The space needs to be controlled by the powers that be. And the power of the money should go back to the institution so that we could use the law infrastructure that is in place to properly abide by the rules and use this as a new currency of the people.
I hope Craig Wright eats shit like John McAfee. Fuck him. Fuck you. Fuck you. Anyone who believes Craig Wright's bullshit, just stop, please. Just stop. Stop giving him any fucking credit. Stop following his shit. Just leave him alone. Just go away and let him go away. And let everyone enjoy the freedom that is cryptocurrency and being your own bank and holding your own funds and not having to prove identity to the government or be, you know, restricted. I mean, there's a point in this country where being black meant you could not have a bank account and you couldn't own land and you were a fucking slave. And even after you were freed, you were 3/5 of a person. That was a time in this country that that was the reality. Like, do you want to trust the government to decide if you have money or not? That's a bad fucking idea. You know, we should, that should be your own decision on how to fucking support yourself and how to survive in a modern world. Shouldn't be some government's decision.
40 acres and a mule, my dude. 40 acres and a mule. Well, I wonder what, like, monetarily that would be the equivalent of today. You know, 40 acres, that's quite a bit, man.
Yeah, depends where, though.
Yeah, that's the... the unequalizer right there.
40 acres in Manhattan, a lot more expensive than 40 acres in Nebraska.
But you could do with a lot with 40 acres in Nebraska. You could plant on that shit, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get 40 acres in Wyoming, you're fucked.
Yeah. Or some Montana land, maybe some shitty Montana land.
I don't know. Really? There's shitty places in Montana?
I mean,
Montana just seems beautiful.
Montana
big sky country.
Has interstates with no speed limit. You can just go as fast
really?
As you fucking want. It's like America's Autobahn up there.
No fucking way, bro.
Yeah, there's hundreds of miles between cities. You can go as fast as you fucking want. No posted speed limit.
That's amazing. That's amazing. When I buy my Tesla, fuck yeah, that's where I'm going. I'm going to big sky country.
Yeah, drive fast as fuck. Smoke weed because they got legal weed up there. It's fucking awesome.
There's legal weed in Montana?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Montana's got it going on. Yeah. You go, Montana. Hell yeah.
Yeah, no speed limit. No speed limit. Legal weed. Fuck yeah, he did something right.
Oh, goddamn. Plus, it's beautiful there, man. There's some cool mountains and shit. And, you know, you can go skiing and shit there. They're not like Idaho, you know. It's not like 3-2 beer or anything. So that's cool, too.
Yeah, Montana. Shout out.
Shout out to Montana. Montana got going on. I see you, Montana. I don't mean to pick on you, Idaho. You know I love you.
Yeah, in Illinois going to have illegal weed starting in 2020. People will be smoking weed in Chicago coming out real soon.
Really?
Yep.
Really. I wonder how that will affect violent crime in Chicago.
I bet it drops. I'll take money bets on that shit. I bet at least right? 7%. I'll give a 7% decrease. 7% less black people will die in Chicago when weed is legalized.
Mark Crafter's word is 7%. I dig it. I like it. I like those statistics. It feels good in my soul. I slept for president. I just got to throw that out there.
Yeah.
I think I slept for president. And fuck, I'll take Andrew Yang at this point.
What's that other one that's leading? The Democrat woman?
Kamala Harris?
Yeah, she just introduced a bill to legalize weed at a national level. So, you know, that's positive.
So that's cool.
If she gets that through, you know, she might win. You know, everybody loves weed.
I guess, yeah. It just seems like another bait and switch. Like, oh, check it out. I did this one thing. Now I'm going to fuck your life with socialism.
Yeah. I gave you weed. Who cares if I fucking tax you fucking three times as much? You just get high. Don't think about it.
Exactly. Even though we're taxing the weed, too, and we're making shit tons of money off of that. Go fuck yourself.
I mean, it worked right? for California. You know, let's tax the fuck out of you guys. Just get high. Don't worry about it.
I guess that is how it happened there, but they don't use weed. They use fentanyl.
Yeah. Chinese fentanyl. Thank you, China, you motherfuckers. Fucking
right.
Pricks.
Chinese fentanyl. Don't you think Mexican fentanyl? Or is it Mexican methamphetamine, Chinese fentanyl?
Yeah. Meth comes the best way from Mexico. They found all the Heisenbergs. You know, I watched Breaking Bad. I saw what happened.
Fuck, dude. I mean, it came in from Mexico, but it comes in like this liquid form. You know, that's the crazy shit. The concentrate. Did you ever see that one video of those Border Patrol people that made that kid fucking drink that liquid meth?
Yeah. What the fuck is that shit?
Right.
It's another like with the AOC and Border Patrol thing. Like, you know, it's politically charged, and they said a whole bunch of horrible shit because they're all assholes. But we knew they're assholes. Like for a long time ago, how long has this normal people been telling you Border Patrol treats us like shit, cops treat us like shit? Fucking, how long has this been? We've been saying this, and now all of a sudden the government's like, oh my god, they're treating people like shit. Like, yeah, we've been telling you, we've been fucking telling you, dude.
Huh? I don't know. I think. With the whole border crisis and the optics and everything, I bet illegal immigrants are treated better than we might think.
I mean, they're not treated as bad as some shittier country. Yeah, for sure. But they're still fucking having to hang around like prison guards and assholes. Like
that, yeah. Like that's, I mean, true.
When you have to go through a border patrol checkpoint, is the guy ever really like just nice? You just feel better about your day when you drive away from there?
Oh fuck no, dude. And it's worse in other countries, man. You know?
I mean, it's definitely worse in other countries. But you know, just speaking from morality instead of from reality, because that's the liberal way. Let's feel this. Just feel it. You know,
they're feel the vibration. They're come assholes. Come on.
All these guards are assholes because they have a shitty-ass job. They don't get paid shit. They fucking have to look over people that we consider less than human, or at least less than us. I mean, so it all makes sense. Like, Stanford Prison Experiment says that they should treat them like shit. Just by psychology.
You don't think there's some genuine guards out there that they really just want to make a difference, and they're like Mexican descent too, so they, you know, they want to make a difference for the people coming over and making sure that they're good to go. Or like women who are like, you know, trying to be strong for these people and hold it down and really truly care about the situation. I don't think there's any of that. Excuse me. Fuck.
Maybe. I mean, most likely there's definitely some of that, but I would doubt in the places where they're being held, you know, private prison systems where people are underpaid and they don't have government benefits and they don't have like a passion for what they're doing. This is a job to them.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Huh.
I mean,
even a job.
I mean, AOC's questioning in Congress. You know, like, did you see the Photoshop images of my rape? I mean, the Photoshop image of Trump shoving his dick into her mouth.
That's a thing.
Yeah, and so she questioned him about it. It's like, and then he's like, yes, I did see this. And then her next question was, are these men who posted this still responsible and looking after women and children? And he's just like, I would have to check, you know? Like, it's pretty bad line of questioning, you know? It's like, it hits on the emotional level. It's not the logic that everyone acts like this, or this is a situation that we've always kind of dealt with, like dehumanizing of prisoners and of captives. It's not something that we always dealt with. It's instantly turned it into like a personal thing. And I think, you know, that's what's working for liberalism right now. That's what's working for them.
She's got a team, man. She's got quite the team.
Yeah, her questioning is superb. And the thing I love most about the woman is that she creates so much hate. No one who's been elected to the House of Representatives in the history of the United States has ever had so much media coverage and pure hatred driven towards her for little than nothing except for some extremist socialist views. Nothing
yeah,
else besides that. Like,
extremist socialist views, her policy for the Green New Deal, it's adoption in several blue places, including New Mexico. Like, she's created a tirade, and people don't like her because of the extreme. But it's almost a caricature of what's happening on the right. You know, it's like that opposing force that needed to fucking pop up into place to really bring to light the two sides.
And people they treat her like, especially the Republicans and the Republicans posting on the internet mostly, and in media, act like she's coming in and trying to steal their fucking children. You know, you're right. Taking my future. You're stealing my country away. Like, this is not fucking happening right now. She's putting some weird ideas on the table, and we're all gonna vote that shit down because it's fucking weird ass ideas. Don't fucking freak out. We all understand that. But, like, come on, man. Like, it's not something to freak out about and, like, death threats and shit. Like, it's so
it
crazy.
Definitely gives, you know, it's one of those things of all publicity is good publicity. That's, like, the story of AOC's campaign, you know?
The outrage drives her fucking ideas further.
Yeah, it's amazing. She's a fucking, she's Helen Spitfire with her big old teeth for her small head. Her teeth are smaller than her head. Or I'm sorry, her head is smaller than her teeth.
And when she smiles, that's a lot of gum too. That's a lot of gum.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, whoever her dentist is, you've done amazing work. You know, great job. Great job, because those things are on display 24/7.
AOC has, like, perma-trigger face, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just, like, a formidable, like, symbol of the far left.
But it's still a great thing. Like, it's the American dream. A little Latino chick going to fucking school, shaking her ass, fucking
Latinx.
Drinks.
Latinx.
And then becoming a congresswoman at 29 years of age. Like, that's a great American story, right?
Yeah, I mean, bartender to... I mean, it sounds kind of like Hitler, you know?
I mean, she served the right drinks and shook the right tits, and she fucking did this. She done this quicker than Cardi B could get on fucking out of off a stripper pole, you know? Like, damn.
Oh, fuck. Fuck. And she, I mean, her writers are good, you know? Her entourage is good. Her posse is good.
She has a huge backing of lawyers and other Democrats and other political movers and shakers and planners and PR departments. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there's 80 fucking people supporting her every moment.
So AOC, that's your favorite in the Jihad Squad, but, you know, what about fucking Ilhan Omar? I mean, she hates
the same
Jews.
Crew, or a similar crew.
Oh, you're talking about her backers.
Yeah, same backers.
Okay. Really?
Same lawyers. Yeah. They're pushing it with her, but they want to push the race relations with her. Like, AOC, they want to go after women issues and children issues because she's young. And then with her, they want to go after the race issue. They want to go after the Israel issue. Like, it's planned and used. It's identity politics at the worst levels. And the Republicans are going to start getting into that real soon, too, with the next election cycle.
Yeah. That's, like, what they're going to use Neuralink for, bro. It's, like, the puppet head thing is just going to – it's going to go through the roof, man.
Yeah. But it's still manipulation. It's manipulation of our political system. It shouldn't be okay. But it's entertaining nonetheless.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's such a train wreck. It's so crazy how it progresses. And to see, like, literal, like, rock'em sock'em robots put into the political ring in AOC, Ilhan Omar. Who are the other two in the Jihad Squad?
I don't know. Black woman and other nationality woman.
It's not another Latinx chick?
Possibly.
I don't remember. Definitely, it's four females.
Four females, all women of color. I mean, like, it's identity politics, and I don't want to completely, like, dismiss them in credentials or ability. That's not really the fact, but they definitely have a team of people pushing them. The money for them all their campaigns didn't come from their states or from their constituents of who elected them. I mean, this is definitely a lot more manipulation, you know, kind of like Russian collusion, but more like Hollywood collusion.
It sounds like fucking some Beto O'Rourke bait and swap to me, you know?
Hollywood and big tech are really the ones doing this kind of stuff.
Yeah, so that'd be cool if we could break up some big tech, you know? It'll make innovation slow down for a second, but I think it'll lead to more innovation in the future.
And the true solution is to remove money from politics, all money. We need to get donations out. We need to remove lobbying. We need to remove earmarking bills. That a bill can only be about one topic. You cannot attach a secondary bill to it. And those are the things that need to change for true democracy and true representation if we don't want to play this game.
Yeah. Hear, man.
But, I mean, like you know, they say, the game was rigged before we got here. You know, the game was rigged when we were born. And are we going to wait around until they fix it or are we going to play?
Yeah, for real. I'm gonna get in there. The game's rigged, let's play the game. Hate the player. You can't hate the player, hate the game, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's good to be aware of what's going on.
Get it.
Get that fucking play that funky music, Donald Trump. Such good opponents, you know. We need something to wake us up. But wake up who? None of us. We gotta fucking do it for the local. We got to do it for the family. We got to do it for the friends. What you see out there, it's all just professional wrestling. And you can dismiss it as such a distraction. The more you do for yourself and for those close to you, the better you're off. Fuck everything else that's going out out there. The rest is all just entertainment. I guess until they start dropping the bombs.
It's all fun and games until a nuke drops on your ass.
It's all fun and games until they started confiscating the guns.
Or burning
the I think books. That's...
Or
yeah,
started caging the Jews.
Right? Yeah. Ilhan Omar.
Why did no Germans freak out about that part? They're just like, oh, hey, those Jewish guys got locked up. I'm like, oh, yeah, I knew that would happen. I knew.
How about that Ilhan Omar fucking blaming 9/11 on the Jews?
I mean, I'd say there's some evidence towards that.
The Jihad Squad hitting it hard. Like early 2000s Alex Jones.
Have you ever heard of the Dragon Family Gold conspiracy in 9/11?
Wait, what? No. The Golden Dragon Clan?
So supposedly, like the dynasty that should rule China now, if it wasn't for communism, is the Dragon Family. Family with the last name Dragon. And they have a huge amount of gold, like more gold than is even like on the world's record, like in all the world's economies together, like $60 billion and or $1 trillion in gold. I don't know how much.
But how is that possible? That seems like a lot of gold.
But they've been collecting it for thousands of years, like ingots and statues and all these things, and they have it stored in all over the place in Philippines and all these other Asian countries. So, they, in like 92, 98, something like that, you could Google it, Dragon Family gold lawsuit. They sued the Federal Reserve. They sued the U.S. government to return 200,000 tons of gold. So that's a huge amount of gold, 200,000 tons of gold. And they were, the due date to return this gold was September 12th, 2001.
Okay.
And supposedly this gold, all this gold, was in the basement of World Trade Center. And the office that kept track of this gold and the payments for it was in Tower 2 of the World Trade Center. And
no!
The other office that had backups for this was in Tower 7 of the World Trade Center. And so all this gold just disappeared. It just turned into molten whatever and just disappeared. Like, and that's the conspiracy, is that the 9/11 has something to do with hiding 200,000 tons of gold.
Bro. Maybe they melted, they were able to use all the thermite and shit that they injected into these buildings to get the gold nice and soft and molten and heat it up to a temperature where they could separate it below in tunnels that they dug in hollow earth.
Yeah, or like they just let the rubble fall on it. Like how do you haul out 200,000 tons of gold without anyone noticing it? Like dump the building on it and pull it out with tow trucks.
Fucking God, bro. And that's essentially what they did. They didn't waste time on the crime scene whatsoever. They cleaned that shit up from day one.
But who knows? I mean, it's just some weird conspiracy. But definitely the Dragon Family supposedly exists. And there's definitely proof of the lawsuit of them suing the U.S. government and them having to return this gold. It was filed in The Hague in international court.
So has the U.S. paid back the Dragon Family?
No.
Oh, wow.
So it is kind of weird. It is weird. I just stumbled upon this a couple days ago. I guess it's been floating around for a long time. But supposedly there's this conspiracy that, you know, they owed him all this gold. And so Israel came up with a plan on how the U.S. could, you know, like, steal the gold from themselves.
Huh. Interesting. Very interesting. I wonder, you know, in today's market, what is gold mostly used for?
Mostly processors and right? jewelry.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Oh, and Trump's toilets, because Trump only shits on gold-plated toilets.
Is that for real?
Yeah, he replaced them all in the White House when he moved in.
With gold-plated?
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God, dude.
Motherfucker shits on gold toilets.
Oh, my fucking God, dude. I'm just looking at this picture of Donald Trump fucking smiling and squinting his eyes, and it makes me think of him sitting on a golden toilet.
Yeah. Where's Gary at? Gary, confirm all my bullshit.
Gary, confirm all the things. Still looking for a Gary. If you think you have the chops, hit us up.
Yeah, Gary, it'd be great. Be like, wait, wait, Crafter's making shit up. But no, no, man. It's Iron Trap. Also, I remember everything.
Yeah, and it's always ready to trap more information, that's for sure. And if my name, Jeff, if you're out there watching, we miss you. Come home to us. Want to put you back on the show where you belong. Fucking shout out to Alex Jones, I would say. Fuck Craig Wright, that's for sure. John McAfee, bro, I don't know what to say to you, man. Like, you do you, but you fucking crazy, bro. You fucking crazy. Let me get just one Bitcoin, okay? And you're free to come on the show anytime. Same thing with you, Robert Mueller. Anytime you want to come on the show, fucking hit us up. We'd love to get some yes or no questions thrown at you, softball style. Yeah, and I'm glad that you're propping up the oligarchy that is the United States and all that is corporate America and all the money that controls us and tells us what to think, eat, sleep, and live. It really sculpts our life. Thank you, Robert Mueller, for that. And thank you, CNN and Fox News, for poisoning all the minds of the children and the adults. And fuck the boomers.
Fuck the boomers.
Fuck the boomers, my dude. Fuck the boomers. Don't ask me for shit. That's word to big. Yeah. Fucking. Yeah,
that was very verbose.
That was verbose, yeah. Sorry, I don't feel like I feel like I haven't ranted in a while. It needed to happen.
Yeah, I think you need one too. Let's go.
What? What?
I need another one. Let's go.
Fucking alien waffle dick too. Only I'm verbose. Verbose.xyz. We are on all the platforms. Anyone known to man. We stream on all of them. We also upload to several places, including DTube, YouTube, BitChute. Shout out to BitChute and fucking definitely hanging out on DLive for streaming, Twitch as well for streaming, doing all of that good stuff. If there's any other platforms that you think that we should be hitting up, fuck yeah. And also shout out to anybody that wants to communicate with us. Hit us up on all our platforms. We definitely have a Discord. And we'd love to get you more involved in the communication, maybe creating some sort of platform where we could all speak truly our minds. Fuck yeah, Crafter. This has been an interesting 24th episode. It's good to be here with you. Fucking. All right, final thoughts. Area 51, are you going?
I will not be going. No Area 51 for me. Maybe Roswell.
Yeah, fucking hitting up that Roswell, going to that White Sands, going to experience the radiation. The Palestine is the straightest place on Earth, a bisexual Egypt, and never forget, the gay is real. We will be seeing you next time.
Peace.
Is where you think you're free when you're being fundamentally manipulated and dictated. One form of dictatorship is being in a prison cell and you can see the bars and touch it. The other one is sitting in a prison cell but you can't see the bars. You think you're free. What the human race is suffering from is mass hypnosis. We are being hypnotized by people like this. Newsreaders, politicians, teachers, lecturers. We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. The chasm between what we're told is going on and what is really going on is absolutely enormous.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? these motherfuckers, they controlling us now. And no one's talking about how they made us try to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, adding the clowns who won't awaken to a dead in the grave. By then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
Everybody is slaves, only some are aware that the government releasing poison in the air. That's the reason I collect so many guns in my lair. I ain't never caught slipping, never underprepared. Yeah, they shade sign on me, they just spring it proudly. George Bush, the grandson of Aleister Crowley. They want you to believe the lie that the enemy's Saudi. The enemy ain't Saudi, the enemy around me. It's fluoride in the water, but nobody know that. It's also a prominent ingredient in Prozac.
For real?
How could any government bestow that? A pie people who believe in political throwback. That's not all that I'm here to present you. I know about the Black Pope in Solomon's Temple.
Yeah.
About the Vatican assassins and how they will get you. And how they clone Barack Hussein Obama in a test tube.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now. And no one's talking about how they made us fight and be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, adding the clowns who won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end.
Whoever built the pyramids had knowledge of electrical power. And you know that that's the information that they suppress and devour. Who you sick the motherfuckers that crashed in the tower? Who you sick that made it turn into ash in an hour? The same ones that invaded Jerome. The ones that never told you about the skeletons on the moon. Yeah, the ones that poison all the food you consume. The ones that never told you about the Mount Vesuvius tombs. The bird flu is a lie, the swine flu is a lie. Why would that even come as a surprise? Yeah, the polio vaccine made you die. It caused cancer and it cost a lot of people their lives. Do y'all know about Bohemian Grove? How the world leaders sacrifice the children in robes? Lucifer is God in the public school system. I suggest you open up your ears and you listen.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now. And no one's talking about how they made us fight and be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, heading to clowns who won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of days.
The greatest hypnotist on planet Earth is a oblong box in the corner of the room. It is constantly telling us what to believe is real.
If you can persuade them that what they see with their eyes is what there is to see, you got them. Because they'll laugh in the face of an explanation that portrays the bigger picture of what's happening. And they have.